You know, the bottom line, the more you run, the more you, more everything has to be right, you know, so it's much less forgiving. So, you know, and then if you're going, if you got, you know, imagine, you know, you got 100 watts and you're having RF issues in the house, and imagine taking that from 100 to 1,000. Imagine that taking that to, you know, 3,000, 4,000, you know, it's like, now that doesn't seem to follow the 3dB rule, you know. You can just go a few hundred watts and you have all sorts of RF, you know, interference in your house. And it don't take, it doesn't, you know, it ain't the smallest amount of interference you're going to have in your house is only 3 dB. Yeah, no, it don't work that way. As far as interference goes, man, just a little bit, you could be just trashing everything. So, yeah, so you're really getting the realm of everything's got to be right. I'm not saying it don't work, and I'm not saying it ain't worth something. I ain't saying I ain't never done it, but you start getting that crazy. But I fell for it with the 2.6. You know, I got that quarter kilowatt, and I thought, oh, boy, you know, I've been running 100-watt repeaters forever, you know, and they work just fine. And that, and actually, it's not even a quarter kilowatt. It's 225. So, and, you know, to go to 225, it's like, oh, boy, you know, 3 dB and a pinch. And, you know, but it ain't worth it, you know. Everything's right at the hairy limit, you know, and just go back to a nice 100 water and be happy.